we're just audio right now.
Hold on.
I feel like an audio now. You know that song?
Yeah, it's we're audio.
But there's that one song. It's like a stone, and I'm like, I'm rock
in
hard.
In your house, I long to be.
Rest in power. And
room by room.
You know, the gay corner, which I have one in my room, but it's a little bit different. We'll just leave it at that. But
yeah. What's different about it?
Well, no, I said that we'll leave it at that.
Oh.
But I wanted to talk about my playlist, my gay songs playlist.
I'd imagine the gay corner of your house is naked men or something, men having sex.
Okay, I said that we'll leave it at that, but I guess you're going to hit the nail on the head. But yeah, it's a corner, you know, so the beta male has to watch the other males.
Okay, gotcha.
The alpha and the sigma.
Yes. Well, I mean, you keep the other three corners, like, all with all cool shit.
Yeah,
so you got like Andrew Tate, Randy Jackson, stuff, and then you got then on one side you got like the WWE, like wrestlers and stuff.
Paul Abdul.
Yeah, and then you got like some other cool shit. And then you got a bunch of hot chicks in one corner, Kim Klasick,
a bunch of
hot Republican women.
Oh gosh! So any Republican woman,
yeah, especially minority Republican women, strong black Republican women. That's
a parlay.
Oh,
oh
my
yeah.
god!
Oh man,
that's a strong woman.
Because
you got to stand up against the other ones that will hate you for it just because you know.
Like, they're like, I'm a strong independent. No, I'm not an independent. I'm a Republican.
Yeah.
And I do need a man's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a strong Republican woman. And I do need a man's.
What about, I'm a strong dependent woman.
I'm a weak dependent man child. Uh-oh.
That's what all men should be.
Yeah.
Is simps. We need, guys, as a culture. Can we just take some notes from Tim Walz and Kamala Harris' husband, Jeb Bush? These weak men, we need to be weak like that. Like let's let women take the man's role.
Yeah.
Let women. I mean, I'm totally cool with the woman goes to work, does all the work. I hang out at home. I'll clean the kitchen.
I'm doing drugs. Watching daytime TV.
Right. I'll clean the house.
During the daytime.
I'll clean the house once a week, and then I'll make dinner.
Yeah. Order dinner. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm totally cool with being a house husband.
I get an allowance.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, you get a
And then I respect
do
my
what
wife.
I
just, yeah, I respect my wife for doing work and, you know.
But
we need to, let's switch the roles. They have to work, we don't.
It sounds like the only problem is kind of like, why do they need us then? That's the main problem now is, we used to just have like, they couldn't get credit cards and now it's like, now they can kind of do their own thing.
Yeah. Well, they need us.
Away.
It's not all economic. They need us for love.
Yeah.
And they care more about love than dudes do because they're more emotional. Their brains are our brains are just like, like we're just, yeah. We're just like an old machine with like one metal piece turning one or two metal gears turning. And then their brains are like, there's like alarms and all these beeps.
Yeah,
it sounds like a casino kind of in their head.
Just going crazy on some bonus or something.
Yeah, and then like you'll wake up next to them and they're like, did you have a dream about another woman? And, and it's like, what?
It's like the graphics are going crazy.
Like, how could you think about this?
some kind of hell of an imagination, little does she know.
Yeah, women do.
That's where my gears
They do have good imaginations, to be honest, even if it's like complete delusions.
No, and so then it's like, okay, so the love thing, and then they just do self-love. Or woman love, and that is okay. So I guess they can do. They're kind of healed and stuff.
Yeah,
so they don't really.
I think they need love.
But then they realize like just the toxic like traits and stuff, and they're maybe just better off just kind of like doing their own thing.
Yeah, but But there are women that work now, yeah. You know?
Yes. Hard.
Yeah. I think that women are physically stronger than men.
Absolutely. I mean, they should be. I feel like...
They always are, and that's why they should be competing. Uh-huh. That's why men should be able to compete in women's sports. Yeah,
lifting weights.
I don't mean men. I mean trans women should be able to compete in women's uh-huh. sports, since biological women are clearly stronger than men.
When I see a man, I think that's just an untransitioned woman.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's like, should be temporary.
Yeah.
In one way or another.
That's why I'm voting for Tim Walz.
Tim Walz is basically the best, like, female.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a Caitlyn Jenner.
You don't need to be an alpha male. You should be an omega male. That's the last. That's the last letter of the Greek alphabet.
Female.
I think you should be
a female.
I think it's omega.
Alpha male. A female.
Wow.
Okay, is that a coincidence?
Oh, I think not.
Yes.
Isn't there? There's that military trans person.
Uh huh.
And Bruce Jenner is kind of alpha.
And they have a military industrial complex.
Yeah.
I don't know what their deal is, their personality.
Yeah. I think that Trump will probably change it to military industrial simplex.
Yeah. It's like simplify stupid.
Yeah. And
I
then
always knock my head sometimes.
So this is what I'm thinking that Trump should do if he wins, because I want Tim Walz to win. I like watching Tim Walz jump around and like kind of like have his limp hand, yeah. It's not gay. It's just showing that
it's hopscotch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he waves with two hands, yeah. Like that's just kind of, that's the new man. The modern man. Probably gets his nails did. Mm-hmm. He probably gets his toenails painted.
Oh yeah, he's probably
pretty. I bet he's got pink toenails. And that's the kind of man that we need in this nation.
Just flapping his little wing. I bet he's gonna fly away.
Yeah.
One of these days, I swear.
Yeah. So and then women should probably be the ones in the military and coal mines and stuff.
Yeah, and it's like a man should never be lifting weights.
No,
that's disgusting. To try to extend your biological, it's like male privilege,
mm-hmm.
and you're supposed to be taking estrogen therapies and doing estrogen storms.
Yeah.
And that's the scariest storm.
What I'm thinking is, Jesus, these women need to take the wheel, right?
Yeah, it's like, can we get the Virgin Mary to take the wheel?
Yeah.
Finally.
I mean, it's clearly clearly just a cultural thing that men, you know, have become the hunters, uh-huh. gatherers, while the women have been the homemakers.
Uh-huh.
That's all cultural, and it's BS.
Yeah, it's brainwashing.
Yeah, the cavemen were brainwashed. Uh-huh. You've seen the caves that they drew uh-huh. in the caves. Yeah.
They're brainwashed.
They got brainwashed by probably the Neanderthals.
Hard.
Yeah.
And I hate it. I just think, you know, it's giving them our roles. I think it's nowhere giving women their roles back.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
the ones that they deserve.
You've always been the one, the real fighters.
Yeah, think about most bugs. Uh-huh. The women are the alphas.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Queen bee, is that a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is pretty much only with bugs, uh-huh. but I mean, we're pretty much in a bug's life right now, I tell you.
Yeah, it's like, where's my beautiful black and yellow queen?
Yeah.
Bee?
Mm-hmm. It's pretty much, in the last like 10 years, we've kind of moved to an alternative reality. It's pretty much the world we're in is like ants mixed with bugs life.
Yeah. And it's just like, these are groundbreaking, literally groundbreaking feature films.
I might watch Ants tonight.
I want to watch Ants and Bugs Life and Bee
yeah.
movie.
Maybe I'll watch Ants first, because uh-huh. Ants is more, because you got to pay attention a little more with Ants, because uh-huh. it actually has like real world like uh-huh. connotations and like war and stuff like that.
A lot of symbolism.
Yeah.
And there's just some sexual undertone.
Mm-hmm. And Woody Allen is the voice, and
yeah,
and he's, I mean, he's toxic.
Yeah.
So that's, I'm gonna have to maybe uh-huh. when he goes, I'll have to mute whenever the character Flick is talking. Is I think uh-huh. is his name.
Yeah.
So Z is his name.
Yeah, and there are some good.
And then Flick,
so
I think, is
the
name of the one in Bug's Life. Is the main character an ant in Bug's Life?
I don't know. I feel like
I forgot. I remember the big caterpillar.
Yeah, and it's a bug's life, and it's like, damn, what is it like being a bug?
Shit.
Yeah, shit.
I ain't never been no bug.
I love to be a fly on that wall. Shit.
I like to be a bee on that wall.
So you think. Who knows?
How much would it suck to be like a normal bee that doesn't sting, and then everyone, or being a spider. Everyone just wants to get
Yeah, but then again, sometimes people keep the spider to protect them from the other bugs. You keep a pet spider.
Most people don't do that.
Well, I'd say,
you're right. But maybe that on like a back porch or something like that.
But yeah, they are creepy. They can't to fly keep, like, away.
Because they kill mosquitoes and stuff and flies.
Why eight legs? It's just so many legs.
That's too many. What I call them is eight-legged freaks.
Yeah, it sounds like my ex-wife and her three ex-wives. That's an eight-legged.
Yeah.
Freak on a leash.
They're all voting for J.D. Vance, that toxic guy.
Yeah, was he going to advance misogyny?
Yeah, what is he?
Is that what it's short for?
Alpha and the Chipmunks.
Yeah.
That's what I call him and Trump.
I do want to watch that movie too soon, the Christmas version, the Chipmunks.
Yeah.
God, that when they're singing and it's like so beautiful.
I know, yeah, in the Chipmunk voice.
Is that movie a Christmas movie?
No. Only Die Hard is. I don't think The Christmas Story or Santa Claus is Coming to Town. None of those are Christmas movies. Only Die Hard is.
Die Hard, how about Live Soft? Sounds like my marriage. My last three marriages.
Honestly, if we want to get society on track, like equitable, we should change the name of Die Hard to Live Soft.
Yeah, and especially because, you know, Bruce not doing so good. He's not almighty.
Yeah. And instead of Live Free or Die, it should be Live Controlled and be okay with it.
Yeah, and it's just like sounds like my last three marriages.
It sounds like my wife, to be honest.
Yeah,
and I loved it.
It's a.
All my wives divorced me. You know, but that's their. I mean, they're strong women. I probably had it coming.
The common denominator is they're women.
Yeah.
And they have beautiful lives to go live and be free. You gotta let them go.
You gotta let them go work and make millions, and you stay at home. The men stay at home in the kitchen.
Men, get
back in the kitchen, men. Yeah.
Yeah. Just get in the corner.
Yeah, I'm tired of these toxic Andrew. What about this? Andrew Tater Tot.
Nice. Because he should be in the kitchen.
A little loser. What about this? Him and his Joe brother. Rogan. More like Joe Brogan.
Nice.
Yeah. He thinks because all these alpha toxic bros listen to him.
Rogue Joe.
It's disgusting.
No, it is. It's butt sex. I have anything but sex in my marriage.
Yeah.
My last three marriages.
Dude. Donald Trump is deranged.
Mm-hmm.
People say I have a syndrome. No, he's deranged.
It's like, was he drive the Range Rover parked out there? Is that his?
Probably. That's how deranged he is. Yeah.
He's drive something like that.
Deranged fascist. Uh-huh. I mean, what I call not being a fascist the first time you're president. Uh-huh. Second time, that's how it goes. Be president once, shame on you.
Uh-huh.
Be president twice, be a fascist.
Nice, yeah. It's honestly just what a good long con. And you know that Don would be the one to do a long con.
Yeah.
He's a con artist.
But, yeah, I mean, the biggest con artist of all time. He's stolen 12 years of our lives.
He got himself impeached.
He's stolen our freedom.
He stole our hearts.
Remember when he was... Back in when he was president, he was so mean.
And folks, it's a scam.
Sorry to get emotional.
No, it's okay to just let it out sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not.
All right. Guys, we're not cucks. We're not beta cucks. That was a long bit.
No, it's like nobody puts Batty in the corner.
Yeah. Honestly, I started feeling like such a pussy just even talking like that for that long.
No, it's like that'd be one hell of a movie, A Cuck's Life.
I could feel my testosterone levels lowering as I was saying this stuff.
Good.
And I was like, I can't continue this bit without breaking it.
No, it's just like the estrogen storm has passed. A Cuck's Life starring Tim Walsh.
This too shall pass. Yeah.
Yeah. My ass.
I think Tim Walsh should do a musical.
Yeah.
And call it Tim Walsh Dance the
Gay Joker.
The Dancing Generation.
Uh-huh. The Sensation.
I love when he does jazz hands and stuff. Uh-huh. And he's so gay.
Is he the Joker, dude?
I think he's actually. I mean,
he's gonna do a reveal at the end.
He's a gay guy with a fake crazy wife with giant eyes. She seems like an insane demon.
No, it sounds so. He had sex with a boy or something.
Yeah, well, there's I think one of the things got debunked, but
Got out of the bunk bed. Get out of this.
Yeah,
we're both the bottom. I told you this.
Yeah, the accusations were on the bunk bed, and then they got.
I'm coming down
off.
To the bottom bunk,
but. I think there's still stuff out there, but it just needs to be corroborated. I mean, he's definitely done something. You can just tell by him. Uh-huh. It's very funny when Tucker Carlson first saw him, he made that call.
Yeah. It's like, why does he have like
on
radar
site.
For that? It's like he has like an advanced like vision or something.
Yeah, literally, because he really knew who Tim Walz was. I mean, he knew that he was a bad governor. In Minnesota during the riots.
I mean, just with all the stuff that he probably saw and the people he was around, probably does have like a computer like vision for like.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like and,
pedophile,
and you.
Bad governor.
Yeah. I mean, just
weird,
like.
Gay.
A lot of. There's a lot more sharp people in the independent right media than you have on the left media. Uh-huh. Because you got like. Tucker, you'll never catch him slipping. Uh-uh. Like, or he always has a comeback to stuff. Like Ben Shapiro, Charlie Kirk, none of them are gonna ever lose a debate.
No, this is like debate class. Like some of the goats.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then you have just a rambling, like trying to dance around. It's like they really are dancing physically around questions. Sometimes she's like.
Are there
just
any
dance away?
I am
fly away
because I have a different like you know feed than other people, of course, on X and stuff. But are there any people on the left that have a booth where it says something left wing and changed my mind? Are they open to discussing things?
No, it's like this is how it is, and don't you dare try to change my mind.
Yeah,
because it's a longer sign. Yeah. Too long, didn't read.
You ain't gonna change my mind.
Shit.
I'll let you try to change my mind because you might.
Yeah, no, it's so I don't want to have no alignment. I need a
I think the issue is they
cognitive dissonance.
They refuse to have dialogue on that side, which is a pretty big problem.
And a strength, because it's ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
It's like you playing poker. They have no idea what they're saying.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be corrupted with a structured art.
Yeah. I don't want to learn what a fucking royal flush is.
Uh-uh. Bleep, blah, blah, blah,
blah,
blah, blah.
The only one that I know is what a straight is. That's all I know.
Yeah. And so you have no idea if you're gay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So keep it that way.
Yeah. That's why I only have a gay corner of quotes, not of guys having sex like you. Yeah.
And my playlist is gay songs. And you had a gay songs playlist,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. It was like five songs. It was more like.
Mine's
like,
a lot
like
more now.
Yours is a little more gay.
Yeah.
Mine's like. Well, I would call it Degrassi. It's just like cliche song. It's like Goo Goo Dolls and shit like that.
Yeah, that's why I got some of them are, they're like the positive, just kind of like, go put your records on, tell me your favorite, well, I'll tell you my favorite 50 gay songs.
Mine are more like, mine are more like just... emotional song. I don't even know.
Yeah, yours sounds gayer.
I haven't listened to that.
Dope.
I haven't listened to that playlist.
You gotta
since I left my old job.
Was it like a depressing time, and that's where you listen to like the same five songs?
I mean, I can listen to one song on repeat a thousand times.
Which song is it?
For a while, I had this Outlaw Country playlist that I mean, it probably had 15 songs, but I listened just to only mood. That for a year. Yeah.
And then you get your Spotify Wrapped. You're like, fuck.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because it said top genre hip hop, but top five artists were it was Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, and then another country singer, Kris Kristofferson.
My gay songs playlist is growing because the other day Spotify was pretty good at suggesting. I don't know what there's something going on there, a connection, but they were just firing out just like songs I forgot about. And I'm like,
I need to add
gay.
Some.
Yeah.
I need to add some Fleetwood Mac to mine.
Oh, yeah. You should definitely. Like, you should have
Thunder
a Fleetwood Mac.
Only happens when it's raining. And then.
I just wish we had like so much more time because. Just do a whole Fleetwood Mac out. You change 10 Fleetwood Mac songs to Mac songs.
I wish we had more time in life.
Yeah.
I didn't think about how many, if, what if we had a clock stoppers?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we need. Uh-huh. See, this is a gold watch, but it's not, it doesn't have the clock stopper. No one can see this because we're on audio, but I'm wearing a gold watch. It's got a clock, but it doesn't stop.
You need the stop.
And guys, think about this. This is the kind of advice that I would normally only give on Patreon, but I'm gonna give it to you here for free as a sample. A
little teaser.
Every minute you waste.
Wait, hold on. I just want to say, say like you're about to say, and then I want to say, hit it, and then you say it.
Okay, I got some real good for you guys that I'm about to say.
A little teaser, hit it,
folks. Every minute of your life. It's ticking away. You only have a limited amount of time here on Earth, and treat it like that. Mm-hmm. Treat every minute of your day as if it could be your last. Uh-huh. You never know. Do something productive. Further your life. Be motivated. Uh-huh. Make yourself build your future. You know, every minute that you are sitting around doing nothing, being hypnotized by your phone, watching. Congress.
Watching a bunch of Trump clips.
Watching Trump clips. Watching.
Get off your ass.
Watching Tim Dillon's new show. Watching the Penguin. Get off your ass.
Yeah.
And
the Joker.
Why don't you learn a new craft? Okay. Watch the Joker movie. Why don't you learn how to dance? Learn the waltz.
The Tim Waltz.
Yeah. Do something. Yeah. Do something with your life. Get a hobby. Okay. Uh-huh. Technology, TV's not your friend. Uh-huh. Go get a friend. Of course, we're your friends if you're a patron listening. If you're not a patron, we hate you.
Yeah, so pay us to get.
We literally hate you. Pay up or stop listening right now.
You could we'll vouch, you could call us your friend, but just unless it's someone really important, you better they say like
you can tell people that
check in with us if you come to Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. If you're a patron, even if we don't know you very well, you can tell people that you're friends with us because we're pretty big.
So just kind of, don't throw it around, though.
Yeah, don't throw it around that we're good friends. Uh-huh. You can say that's my friend.
Don't lie.
Yeah.
But time is slipping away.
It's of the essence.
Yeah, it's of the essence for now, but there's less every second.
Think about it. Get a stopwatch. Uh-huh. Why don't you start that? Just multiply... the amount of hours, 24 hours a day, and then multiply that times 7, that's a week, multiply that times 52, that's a year, multiply that times 70, and then start to count down. That's how long you have left to make a difference. That's how long you have left to be whatever your dreams are, to become rich, to help people.
And
to smile,
now.
To be positive, to dream big, to work hard, to provide for your family. That's my farmer voice.
Yeah, and you love working hard.
I fuck it, dude.
You love working hard.
Dude, when I say working hard or hardly working and someone says hardly working, I want to punch them in the face.
Yeah, no, it's...
It's I
brainwashed.
Yeah.
No one wants to work anymore.
Yeah.
Except Mac loves to work hard.
I love working, and that's something that this new generation is losing is the hard work. That's why I'm holding a hammer. You guys can't tell on audio, but that's not the gavel. See, this is the gavel.
Yeah. That's the legal hammer.
That's the gavel.
This is when you want to fix the laws.
Yeah, that's fixing laws. This is repairing the house.
Yeah. You don't see us holding nails,
yeah.
do you?
And then you also got to be a man. Yeah. Dylan's got a machete in his hand.
And it's because I have a mic in my other hand.
Yeah.
Or else I'd have two guns.
Well, I just wanted to tell our audio listeners because they can't see you.
But it's also just, yeah, talk about it.
So yeah.
It's made in Brazil.
In Frank and Mary's, they call me Machete.
It's such a cool nickname.
Yeah. It's all the Mexicans that call me Machete. I feel pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't like, you know.
You would think.
Some nicknames are.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Being a white guy, being called Machete by all these Hispanics, they're probably all Venezuelan gangbangers, and they're probably all named Spider and stuff like that.
Fucking sick names.
Yeah.
All just
and they give me one of the coolest ones, Machete.
Well, I feel like, I don't know, Pendeja, they've been calling me, I feel like it's pretty fucking...
Oh, like Puto Pendeja?
Yeah, I don't know what it means, but it's...
Yeah, yeah, I think it's a good, like it's a compliment. I think it means, cool guy, a good punter or something, maybe.
Yeah, I was telling them, you guys call me the Hammer, they say.
Yeah.
They start laughing, I'm like, is that, well, I don't know, maybe there's a loss in translation.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Good movie, yeah. Hive Mind. Hive minds think alike.
Yeah.
Not even great minds.
Yeah, me and Dylan's periods are synced up.
Order. How about chaos?
We're kind of like in sync, Ophant.
We are just like a boy band in a way. It's like we both play multiple characters, I guess, because boy bands always have five.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
We're level five.
Yeah, you know what I do? You know, I say to Bob Keane, Bob Keane says hello to me. I say, bye, bye.
Uh-huh. Sorry, I'm making money selling your likeness on my...
Yeah, and then Bob Keane goes, what the heck? And his face gets really red.
Oh, my
god! Because of all the blood that rushes to his head from sleeping upside down like a bat.
Yeah, and it's just like, dude, like, that's cool.
Yeah, it's like, dude, where's my car?
They should call him, yeah, it's like, man, dude, it's sweet.
It's like, where's your car, dude? Dude.
He's like, where's Ariel?
That's...
Where's Ariel? Like, and then she's like, where's Bob? Dude. Ariel!
Sweet!
It's like, right?
Sweet! Dude! Yeah, this is disgusting. No, it's written in blood. It's cool. It's bats. They're bats.
Dude, where's Ariel? Where's Ariel, dude?
Where's Bob?
That movie is really good. That movie's
good.
Level five. Like, that movie has Scott. The best bad comedy in it.
He was saying, he's like, I think that we're going to win the Oscar or something. They didn't get nominated for anything. Or
it's a comedy, close. Though. Comedies rarely do unless they like have a gay woke message. I mean, it's wildly funny. And it's just like, it's a lot of like, kind of like meta humor it's level five humor. It's humor that's so dumb that it's funnier than the funniest comedy. They're so dumb that they just keep repeating, where's your car, dude? Yeah, and then they get the tattoos. Sweet! Dude! In Scary Movie one, they reference that. Three of them, they're in the locker room and they have tattoos. And it's like one person says, I, and it's like, fucked. And then the other one says, Ray, or something. And then one of them's Ray. And then, and then the one guy's like, I fucked Ray. And they're like, oh, wait.
No, so you don't want to find something out like that. Like,
yeah.
That's it. But yeah, so.
Hey, guys. Oh, can you guys message Malort and tell them that I want more giveaway? I want to win the raffle. I did send them a picture of. My back tattoo to see if I can get extra points for their raffle they have.
Yeah, and then it's like, obviously...
Even though they paid for the tattoo?
Yeah, it's like they're gonna be like,
I'm hoping it's a new marketing person.
So but then I like that you tagged me in the Malort thing, and then I saw you tagged like 40 other comics, so I was like, this is...
Yeah.
And I was trying to get them to give me that tag.
But it was... It was tags people that you'd like to have Malort with.
I would
like to have Malort with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And just, it's like, you know, you want to tag back sometimes, like playing tag.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Well, Tyler, Tyler Childers mm-hmm. said, I'd love to have a blur with you.
Who's that? Tyler Shoulders?
No, Tyler. I just couldn't think of the actual Tyler's last name, so I just said the name of a country singer, Tyler Childers.
Oh, okay.
Tyler, Matt Fowler. Mm-hmm. He's like a stand-up. Buckingham? But he does videos with Stephen Haas. He just does production stuff.
Oh, wait. I think, okay.
Tyler, short last name. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tiger Woods.
Probably. Tyler Woods.
I'll figure it out after the podcast. Who cares?
Blonde guy?
No, he wears a backwards hat and he's a little chubbier.
Wow.
Kind of a beard.
And so what did he do? He tagged you back.
He responded to my comment and said, I would love to have Malort with you, Mac.
Oh.
Yeah.
And see, sometimes you find out.
But he's been on the podcast before. I think it was before you were on when we were in the living room. And he hasn't come back on yet, but we talk about him coming back. I've talked to him a bunch of times about coming back on.
We've got to bring him back on. We got to get some Malort.
Maybe he hates me now.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, he came to my birthday party the last year, but didn't come this past year.
Yeah, so, definitely it's...
The year before, he also brought me gifts.
Uh-huh.
He brought me some DVDs. He got it at a DVD store. He got me Peter Pan.
What?
He got me... He just went through...
Oh, pansexual.
Yeah.
Out of context, it's a little... Yeah.
Yeah. He got me a few. It was actually a very thoughtful gift.
Uh-huh.
He got me some DVDs that were all kind of had something to do with my retarded shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think he got me like Bad Boys or something.
Nice. Yeah. That is, and you might have to hunt those down.
Yeah. No, I think he just went to like a thrift store and that has a bunch. Because, I mean, nobody uses DVDs anymore, so they probably have them at thrift stores.
Yeah, but then you have like enough bits that it's like, yeah, I can think of an application for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Fahrenheit 9/11.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I think he got me that book probably, Fahrenheit 9/11, yeah.
So like, that's my favorite temperature.
Yeah, it is. It's hot.
I run hot, I guess.
Yeah. In the summer, summer's over.
Uh-huh.
It was hot.
Summer's so over.
It was hot. It was hot.
And I'm over summer.
Are you?
It was a hot over, one. Dude. That's what I think about it.
It really was a hot one.
It's fucking hot when you wear winter clothes.
And yeah.
It's hot.
Yeah. Now
over.
Now it's autumn.
Uh-huh.
And I ought... this ought to be a good, you know, football season.
Yeah.
We got Halloween coming up. Wait, you got plans? Halloween?
No, I'm going to probably just be, you know, my cats are spooky themed. I got spooky and spooky or... Little nicknames for them.
Are you going to pop out and scare them?
No, I feel like they're just, you know, one of them's a pumpkin and one of them's a bat.
You should drop them off in Springfield, Ohio.
That might be a little bit too real of a haunted house. Maybe.
That's where,
they're getting
so,
eaten.
Okay, we'll travel to Pittsburgh, do a live podcast. You can have the Haitians babysit the cat.
No, so that's a Halloween, that's a haunted house for me. That's a horror story for me.
Ooh, should I do a haunted house here?
Yeah.
But like it's actually we actually like hurt you when you go through it. Like
so
like you have a Jason Voorhees mask on and then you have the machete and you actually hit him with the machete.
Yeah, give me like ramped up before it just like in a psycho mode.
And then like they have a blindfold on, there's a bunch of different things they reach into. Like they reach into one and it's like those are brains and it's actual brains.
Yeah. They're just like, tell me stuff about the people that's not even true at all. It's just make stuff up.
Yeah, you know, people reach into one and but it'd be like peeled grapes and be like, that's eyeballs, but it would be real eyeballs.
Yeah, and it's like you gotta find them. You gotta get them.
Yeah.
It's not pretty, but that's a pretty cool haunted house.
I think I know a guy.
Uh-huh.
I think it's Adam Gilbert, same helium guy.
Yeah,
sells eyeballs.
All these connections. You go to New York, New York.
Oh, I got connects, dude. Uh-huh. I got connects.
You got an eyeball guy?
I got an eyeball guy. Got
helium guy. Yeah.
They actually make helium at Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia.
So I was wondering if that's kind of like what they do there.
That's why it's helium. Called that. One thing I don't like about the Laugh Factory, I don't see any conveyor belts.
Where's
the factory part of this?
Yeah, is there a union or something?
Yeah,
I want to make sure the labor laws are accounted for.
Right, like I, I just don't get what part of it is a factory.
Yeah, it's like Amazon.
Is anything being made there? Uh-huh. Is it?
Where's the sweatshop?
Right, exactly. Is there a hidden
compartment in here?
Yeah, like do you? Uh-huh. Who do you ship your stuff to? What's the stuff? What do you make?
Like who books this thing?
Yeah, how do I buy a laugh from there?
Yeah, it's like how do I buy a spot?
Yeah, it's not a factory if you don't make anything.
Uh-huh. So yeah, it's like maybe that's the fact.
Maybe they should call it up. Laugh place.
Uh-huh.
Probably
like Laughs Are Us or something.
Like Comedy Bar is pretty straight up.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Comedy Bar.
It's they have comedy and there's a bar in the back.
Yeah,
and then Zany's.
It's like we're Zany comedian.
Before I was a comedian, I thought it was called Zany's.
Uh-huh.
But when I would see the like there was billboards.
You're like, is it for Zany's Rosemont? Well, buy tickets to that show.
Well, I went there looking to buy some benzos, and I was like, "Hey, you guys are Zanny's. Can I buy like 20?"
And you go to benzos, it's a clown school.
Well, and they said, "Oh yeah, you want to pay $20 for the Vic Pandia show?"
Uh-huh.
And I was like, "Yeah, at the Xanax, I gained the money."
Uh-huh.
I didn't really listen to what they were saying. I was on my phone, and then I had to watch a full Vic Pandia set. They wouldn't let me leave. They tied me up. They strapped me down to the chair.
You got.
Well, because I was the only one there. They call it captive audience.
Uh-huh.
They physically restrained me to stay.
Well, if you not going back
to Zany's Rosemont, I'll tell you that much. Mm-hmm. Kind of want to stay away from Zany's Old Town too, because every time I go in there, I hear screeches from the bathroom Adam and Steve. You know what they do in there.
Yeah, they're like.
If you're a listener, you know what's going on here. Yeah, it's not Adam and Eve. It's Adam and Steve having sex in the Zany's bathroom, folks.
Uh-huh.
Adam Addison, Stephen Haas.
No, but, you know, you're trying to. I'm not high enough for this. I need some Zany's. Mm-hmm. You know, can I get a 2-pill minimum?
Like, I didn't have time to watch, like, anybody. I just needed to get the Zany's and go.
Oh, uh-huh, yeah. You were kind of not trying to stick around.
No, I had to sit around for an hour set of Vic Pandia, and I was like, this is not what I signed up for.
No, I mean, it's just like
nothing. I also didn't get signed up. Well, they did have me sign a receipt, so that was probably the contract for me to have to watch it.
No, it's just like, I mean, this is kind of for the Patreon, I guess, but the, you know, chicken bone, you don't know what you're getting when you're not supposed to. Don't sign anything. I'm not signing anything except autographs.
Yeah.
On a dotted line.
Yeah, folks.
I'm not signing an autograph unless it's on a contract.
I'll give you a couple of hints. But there used to be this restaurant on Western, and there was some bad stuff that went down there.
We
only talk about it on the Patreon. Hmm. If you want to know more, join the Patreon. Maybe comment that you want to hear about the chicken bone.
Uh-huh.
What happened to Joe Bananas when he went there?
You got raped.
Well,
so I've ruined it.
Well, there's more to the story. A lot more to the story.
Yeah, it's not that much more.
You got to figure out how, why, when. I mean, it wasn't just Joe that came forward. It was a lot of people.
It was, yes.
But so we'll drop some more names on the Patreon, but you got to join. And then join with promo code Chickenbone.
I keep doing that.
If you join with promo code Chickenbone, probably won't do anything.
I'm doxing other people's trauma. I can't help it. I have Tourette's when it comes to doxing people and just gossiping. I'm just like, I can't help it.
I have Tourette's. I have Tourette's on my, I have like 50 cals mounted on my, in the back in front of my house.
And you're just like, you can't stop shooting people.
Yeah.
Like, what is this?
Yeah. When the FBI ever comes by, I'm like, what are those? I'm like, oh, I've Tourette's.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, okay. But they're turrets.
Mm-hmm.
For home defense.
I guess he's just like, there's like the beeper thing is just kind of a noise, covers up.
He's
just swearing a lot.
Yeah.
It's like I have like a shooting jar, like every time, every bullet, I put a quarter in the.
Mm-hmm.
And then
and the shell. So you got to put the shell casing along with the. Along with the quarter in the jar.
Yeah, and then so it's like I hopefully just
so you can keep yourself accountable. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely want. Because
if they don't add up at the end, you didn't put enough quarters in.
Yeah, and it's like, is this a Zoltar?
Yeah.
So like, we talk about the movie Big a lot.
Yeah.
And this movie, it's no Bug's Life. We should have a movie Bug. How about Bug? starring Tom Hanks.
I like that.
And he becomes a bug.
He goes to, yeah, he goes to his old time machine and he becomes a bug.
I'm a mom, I'm a bug.
I'm a bug.
He's like, get out of this is
Yeah. And then he gets like cool bug condo with a trampoline.
Oh, it's so cool. And he has have sex maybe.
My condo is kind of like his cool condo that he got.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have the
trampoline.
The trampoline, or he has the arcade game.
Yeah, well, I guess I have like the
woman.
I have the cooler version. I have like the.
He doesn't have a gun.
If he was 10 years. I have like the version if you're like 18.
Uh huh.
That'd be really cool if you're 18.
He has like the 13.
As long as I have the gun, it's cool at any age. Uh-huh. But if I just had the swords and stuff, it's only cool like up until you're like 17, probably.
So it's like big, but you wake up and you're like 30 and you missed your best years.
What about this? Babe big in the city, and then he becomes a pig.
He goes, he's like, I'm not a bug anymore, but I'm a pig.
Then he's Norm MacDonald.
Why am I Tom Hanks? I can't stop doing
I'm Tom Hanks. They do have a similar type of voice. Uh-huh. Like they have like a kind of like an old-timey type of like an old-timey person on an old-timey actor voice.
Yeah. It's like, geez, get with the times.
Yeah, get with the New York Times.
Rest in
very,
power.
Very reputable newspaper. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they get tons of views now.
They get things correct.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that. It's, you know, like, I don't want to spit into the
mic. No, but honestly, ABC and MSNBC is pretty good. Uh-huh. I heard that.
Fox, CBS.
I heard that Mark Cuban and Rachel Maddow are the same person. Huh. That's what Elon Musk was saying.
Mark Cuban, how about Mark Prism?
It was funny that Elon Musk did share. It was a screenshot of Rachel Maddow interviewing Mark Cuban over Zoom, and they both looked like the same, just like short brown hair and glasses.
Oh, weird.
And it's like, I can't tell the difference. Who's who.
He is just taking a personal shot.
Yeah,
not even about politics. It's, you look like this lesbian.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing that if Trump's Justice League. Mm-hmm. Didn't have Elon, it would be a lot less powerful because we need one person that's big in the tech world.
Mm-hmm.
And all the satellites he has. So even if we'll get too much demonetized if we go into this, but let's say the country split up and then they weren't agreeing a lot and then the states got separated kind of, then we have like satellites that they could use. That we could use against them for stuff, and if they wipe out the internet grid for the one side, then we have the satellites and stuff, and then we have a genius that could probably build anything.
Yeah, and just like cleaning up the money, or just like let's not have foolish.
Yeah, all I'm saying is
liars.
Yeah, like if Trump gets elected, and then like the other side decides to not like do something kind of like succeed. Yeah,
but then you know who else is like just like a, he's not the not so silent crusader who's in that is,
Alex
Kanye
Jones.
loves Elon, loves Trump.
Yeah, he's got a lot of good allies.
So it's like he's in that Justice League too, but he's the one that comes in later. Is like, you know,
the thing that would make it that make it cool that make it so tough is for the left to like, to steal it, is because. There are so many people, so many cultures now that are on Trump's side that they're not going to be able to get away with doing that.
Oh, it's got to be embarrassing to have to run for president. You're just like losing and you're like.
Well, like they couldn't have. It looks like they're throwing it, but I don't think they are. I think they just. She's just turned out to be the biggest shit show of all time.
And
it really doesn't seem like they're throwing it. Like, I don't think they are, but it seems like every answer she gives is so bad.
I don't know. She's just kind of, you know, I was raised to be average. I'm an average wine mom. And I don't wine, mom. And she'll just drop bars that are
not good. Well, the first time it's an okay bar, uh-huh. you know. But if you say the exact same uh-huh. platitudes in every single thing that you go on,
I make something dramatic and I don't know what it means.
It was fine when she used to do like one interview a month.
Yeah.
But when she's out there doing that,
she's like, I like how she talks.
She's been saying that Donald Trump has been ducking from doing interviews and won't accept another debate. Uh-huh. And it's like, actually, he did accept another debate with Fox and you said no. Uh-huh. And then now you're trying to get it's like, also, if he's winning, like, clearly it's a desperation move on your part. If he's winning, why would you? There's no reason for him to do it if he's winning.
Let me tell you a story about when I was a little girl.
He knows he could win with a different strategy now. And also, if they do it with Fox, she'd be cooked. But there's no reason for him to do it. I don't think he should do it.
When I was a little girl, I sat in class and we played a little game called Duck, Duck, Goose.
You might remember
this game. I sat in the middle because I'm middle class.
When I was just a little baby, my first Christmas gift was a teleprompter. Uh-huh. And ever since then, they've been just giving me lines to read and I never had to make any of my own mind.
Uh-huh. I'm middle class.
I've had a teleprompter my whole life.
And let me tell you, I think I know who's Goose.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Top Gun?
Let me tell you.
It's a good movie.
Let me prompt you on this.
Mm-hmm.
I never used no teleprompter my whole life. This is all off the cuff. I'm not reading a teleprompter right now.
No one prompted me to tell you that.
Yeah. And there's no microphone. There's no microphone in my earring. Nobody's telling me stuff to say in my ear.
Where am I?
I'm not drunk.
Who am I? That little girl. It's just like if you say stuff with confidence, people are like, she did not make sense, but she's confident.
You have no shame, man.
She's confident. You know she has balls because she knows that didn't make sense.
You have no shame, man. Mm-hmm. That's what she said. I'm Colbert. She did a full on Jamaican.
I have no shame.
Hey, I'm a Rastafarian, man. Donald Trump had no.
Hey, I have no shame, Holmes.
I'm doing Haitian and Jamaican at the same time.
I'm so middle class.
I don't eat cats.
She does. That's how
she
doing.
She eats a cat. Uh-huh.
She's I don't know, women, you know, it's like,
yeah.
What more is there to say?
Yeah, I mean, Trump, okay, so, I mean, it's not a big deal that Trump said that they eat cats because mm-hmm. Trump kills Soleimani like a dog.
Yeah,
so he kills dogs.
Trump is a dog.
So he's just saying that they're kind of like him.
And Trump is a man, and
see?
That's kind of.
He died like a dog. Uh-huh. See? Trump killed a dog. He said they killed cats. He's not saying that's bad. He's just saying...
I kill small animals.
He's saying, can we just all get along? Uh-huh. Can we all get along?
And she's saying, yeah, we can. And that's why I think we should... I hope that both of them get in.
She's saying,
this is
a campaign of joy.
Uh-huh. And then now she's more like it yesterday, I think, or the day before, she was like screaming angrily,
like
Hitler angry. Like... We can never, ever again.
Oh yeah, because she got ramped up, and
it's. I mean,
you could just give her a machete.
Yeah. Well, I think the mask has been ripped off. She lost her Jim Carrey mask.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. It's like that movie is about COVID.
Yeah.
And it's like finally
and then Trump's
ahead
like,
of its time.
Yeah. She lost her mask, and then Trump's like, "Somebody stop." Because he keeps just doing awesome shit.
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah, she's more like her whole campaign's kind of like a dumpster fire.
She's like
smoking.
Kamala Diaz.
It's smoking.
Uh-huh. Cameron Harris.
Yeah, Kamala Diaz.
Uh-huh. Diaz is Mexican.
All right.
Yeah, for you.
Let's close this app because I got to upload stuff. I got to watch Ants.
Yeah, you gotta watch Ants, Bugs Life.
I got a long night. I might have to watch Big.
Uh-huh. Big, the original.
Because I got to watch, Bug's Life and Big so that I'll write out some ideas so we can make this a feature film.
And then it can make sense when it's the Big.
We're going to need, folks, goes to the we're really going to need you to help us out on Patreon, because if we're going to make this movie, we're going to need people to do a lot of like CGI and AI, and we're going to need to probably hire Colin Farrell to play the Bug.
Yeah.
We'll basically dress him up as a ant.
Let's do two. Let's do an ant and a bee, and we have Christian Bale is going to be Christian B.
Christian Beale, yeah.
Beale.
And then Jessica Beale will be his wife. The Queen Bee.
The Queen Bee, and you're going to have this method acting. They're going to be going to make him gain a lot of weight and then lose a lot of weight.
And then in Bug with Tom Hanks, we'll have he's an ant. And then we'll have Daniel Day-Lewis as like the caterpillar or something. He's got to be one of the bugs, because he's a really good method actor. And then he would like become a bug. He'd probably get four extra legs added on.
No, and a lot of times we talk about how I'm kind of like the Heath Ledger Joker, and you're kind of
you kind of say that.
So he gets the Oscar after his death, posthumously, if that's how you say it.
All right. Well,
posthumously.
I thought we had an agreement here, Dylan. We're both half Heath Ledger Joker.
Then
you're the other half, and then your other half is Joaquin Phoenix. My other half is Jack Nicholson. That makes the most sense, because I like to watch the world burn, and I would go like, here we go with Zacko, you know? I create chaos like that.
Yeah, but it's also, that's two-faced to be half of two people.
No,
you can be two-faced, but it's different Jokers, but neither of them.
Two-faced would be Hacko.
Yeah.
Just because there's another villain named Two-Faced doesn't mean if we split Heath Ledger half and half.
The important thing is that
we don't split it in half. We both get full Heath Ledger amount. Just mixed in with the other one.
No, you know, I mean, it's like you can, I guess. You can.
And then none of us are Jared Leto.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, I'm just probably.
I'm Heath Ledger, probably. Yeah. I think I'm full Heath Ledger, actually. Turns out the whole time.
I don't know. It's just, you know,
we'll have to dig up the picks. We'll make a poll.
It already happened 10 years ago. It's just.
We'll make a poll.
It's already consensus. Just. Doppelganger at the time, just little things in my cheeks right here. It's kind of
there'll be a poll like that you can only take if you're
chocolate brown eyes.
If you're on patreon.com/badcomedy, if you want to chime in on this poll, yeah,
you can be Brokeback Mountain Heath. How's that?
No,
you could be half Heath and half Jake Gyllenhaal.
How about not,
but then maybe not again after that.
Not.
Mm-hmm.
See, I canceled out the other knot by going.
Okay, well then you did it again though.
Not.
That's still an even number, so it's.
See.
See what?
I just did it again at the end. To add to it. Folks, thank you so much for listening today. Sorry the video cut out midway through. As you guys know, my computer is it's got a. It's like Joe Biden, kind of.
It's got the woke mind virus.
I think it does have the woke mind virus, and it's got old timers, you know?
It's got old timers disease.
Whatever happened in the good old days when they called the Alzheimer's old timers, you know?
You go to
that was funny.
Cracker Barrel and get the Alzheimer's.
That person's got old timers.
I'll have the Alzheimer's special.
Oh, dude, me and my friend Chet, we used to skateboard around, and then... There's this old folks home near us, and there's this radio station, Oldies 104.3. And then whenever we'd go past old people, we would go, Oldies 104.3.
Roasted. They probably didn't. It's like, you don't have to say it.
We know we're old, and then they would forget about it.
They should have called it Goodies.
Yeah.
Goodies 104.3.
Well, Oldies 104.3. So they would play. Well, you know what's weird?
But goodies means you know that they're bad.
You know what's weird? That oldies now is like 90s stuff.
That's just so weird, because when we were kids, it was like
Beatles, Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones,
yeah,
Aerosmith. That was oldies.
Now oldies is 90s.
Probably.
What does that say about
80s
us?
At the earliest.
Does that, this means these kids these days are just crazy is what I have to say.
Yeah.
That's all that means.
Yeah.
It's just these kids are fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, the oldest songs they can find are like, want some meth, kill yourself.
I knew you were going.
Polly wants a crack.
Uh-huh. And that's like that does sound like a 50s song now. Polly wants a crack.
Polly wants a crack a jack, uh-huh, down by the soda fountain.
Uh-huh. Those are the real lyrics. But yeah, these kids are fucking out of control.
Nirvana stole that song. Mm-hmm. It was like, want some candy?
Mm-hmm. Steal a Joe.
Go to the store.
Steal a damn.
Want some laughs?
Kill myself.
Steal Max said. Danny wants a joke. It's perfect. All right, folks. We got a very, very funny guest, international guest, flew in, well, from Canada, but also in from Greece.
Great.
And you're not going to really believe who it is.
So just, yeah, we got some big stuff coming up. Also, I just don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, all I want to say, big things are coming. Big things popping. Little shit stopping. We are rocking and rolling, and we're going to kick this popsicle stand.
Yeah. No, sometimes I say, yo, guys, let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's get out of here. Yeah.
Please. I'm like, hey, John Travolta.
Hey, fellas.
Uh-huh. Sandy.
Hey,
get over here.
5-0, everybody split.
Uh-huh. I'm going to slap you upside the head.
It's like, you better split before I give you a knuckle sandwich, you know?
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's get out of here. We got to go.
We got to go lean. You know, you lean on stuff.
Yeah, forget about these goons.
Uh-huh. He's like, this is whack.
This
shit.
This guy's crazy. I'm just getting black now.
I got a lot of hair.
Dude. Man, these motherfuckers.
Sweet.
These motherfuckers. Wow. Hey, Chad. All
right. Dude, where
oh, man. All right.
There's just a lot going on.
Yeah, we love you guys. Follow me at Bad Boy Comedy. Follow him at Comedy Baddie.
Call me the hammer, the legal hammer.
Follow Sahar at Comedy Barbie.
Yeah.
Follow Comedy Bar at Comedy Bar. We like those
follow
guys.
Follow Kyle at Comedy Ken.
Yeah.
Bang, bang.
Uh-huh. We'll give you Comedy Bar's email on the Patreon if you want it, so that you can email Kyle for bookings.
And that's just, we like a place with just a very clear name.
Mm-hmm. Comedy
that's what
Bar.
We have.
Right. I don't want to be confused. I don't want to. The first time I walked into Laugh Factory, it was almost as bad as my Zanny's experience. Uh-huh. I didn't see a factory. I gave them 1 star on Yelp.
No
I was
one
like,
was having sex.
I was like, okay, at least in Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, it was awesome. There was like a chocolate river and like lollipop plants.
Uh-huh,
and the Laugh Factory, it's just like bad. Like you walk into a shitty entrance, and then there's just like a bar that you can't get drinks at if you're not a comic.
There's this girl that said that she needed some space, and I gave her 5 stars. I bought her 5 stars, and I named them after jokes we had. And
stars in the sky?
Yeah. Use a telescope. I bought her a telescope.
I hope that it wasn't one of the stars that I own. I bought this the rights to the sun, all the energy on it, a while back before anyone knew that it was important.
That's the original Trump coin.
The sun. No, when I was... I mean, this is how good I am at investing.
Uh-huh.
When I was 15, I bought the sun, essentially.
Uh-huh.
So I bought the patent to own the sun.
This is Howard Terrence, folks. This owns a lot of patents.
So if any energy that comes off the sun, I get.
And then Patton Oswalt probably gets his little cut.
Well, he's patting his pockets just a little bit, yeah.
Just because I like you, I'm going to give you a little bit of the sun.
Yeah.
Equity.
Yeah.
A little steak.
I wish he was bald. Patton is bald.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Me too.
And on that note, folks, we love you guys. And we'll seriously tune in on the Patreon on Thursday. It's a wild.
Uh-huh.
I can't even.
No, you can't put it into words.
How do you even put it into words?
You might have two words.
I don't even have a teleprompter to explain the episode. It's coming up.
Yeah, why don't you check what my back says?
It says sweet.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's because I just think I'm kind of a
What does my back say?
It says dude. It's kind of, it's like just.
What does mine say?
It says my lord.
What does mine say? Uh-huh. And folks, what does your fortune say? Patreon.com/badcomedy. We love you, and we'll talk to you on the flippity flop.
Sweet.
On the other side, when the moon hits the sky.